But there was no happiness in him. The Dementor's icy fingers were closing on his throat. The high-pitched laughter was growing louder and louder, and a voice spoke inside his head.
"Bow to death, Harry. It might even be painless. I would not know. I have never died."
He was never going to see Ron and Hermione again. And their faces burst clearly into his mind as he fought for breath.
"Expecto Patronum!" An enormous silver stag erupted from the tip of Harry's wand. Its antlers caught the Dementor in the place where the heart should have been. It was thrown backward, weightless as darkness, and as the stag charged, the Dementor swooped away, bat-like and defeated. "This way!" Harry shouted at the stag. Wheeling around, he sprinted down the alleyway, holding the lit wand aloft. "Dudley! Dudley!" He had run barely a dozen steps when he reached them. Dudley was curled on the ground, his arms clamped over his face. A second Dementor was crouching low over him, gripping his wrists in its slimy hands, prising them slowly, almost lovingly apart, lowering its hooded head towards Dudley's face, as though about to kiss him.
"Get it!" Harry bellowed, and with a rushing, roaring sound, the silver stag he had conjured came galloping back past him.
The Dementor's eyeless face was barely an inch from Dudley's when the silver antlers caught it. The thing was thrown up into the air, and, like its fellow, it soared away and was absorbed into the darkness. The stag cantered to the end of the alleyway and dissolved into silver mist. Moon, stars, and street lamps burst back into life. A warm breeze swept the alleyway. Trees rustled in neighboring gardens, and the mundane rumble of cars in Magnolia Crescent filled the air again. Harry stood quite still, all his senses vibrating, taking in the abrupt return to normality. After a moment, he became aware that his T-shirt was sticking to him. He was drenched in sweat. He could not believe what had just happened. Dementors, here, in Little Whinging. Dudley lay, curled up on the ground, whimpering and shaking. Harry bent down to see whether he was in a fit state to stand up, but then heard loud running footsteps behind him. Instinctively raising his wand again, he spun on his heel to face the newcomer. Mrs. Fig, their batty old neighbour, came panting into sight. Her grizzled grey hair was escaping from its hairnet. A clanking string shopping bag was swinging from her wrist, and her feet were halfway out of her tartan carpet slippers. Harry made to stow his wand hurriedly out of sight, but...
"Don't put it away, idiot boy," she shrieked. "What if there are more of them around? Oh, I'm going to kill Mundungus Fletcher."